Sylvia Kristen attended the first of 10 public meetings to be hosted jointly by the National Park Service and the Oglala Sioux Tribe. As spokesperson for the South Dakota Stock Growers Association, Kristen was puzzled to learn the remaining 9 meetings had been called off.
The Park Service had a plan in place for how they wanted to accept comments. They wanted everyone to go around to various stations in the room and share their comments. That just didn't happen because several of the tribal elders stood up and spoke, and it kind of led to other people just standing up and making general comments rather than going around the room the way the Park Service had kind of planned it.
Notwithstanding, Sylvia Kristen says the tribal participants at the meeting were very respectful, though forceful, with their comments. Kristen was comfortable with the original Park Service plan to reduce the number of remaining meetings, but increase their length in order to allow more time for discussion. In explaining his decision to cancel those meetings, Badlands National Park Superintendent Eric Bruneman says his reason for doing so was based upon reports from the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Oglala Sioux tribal officials about confusion among those attending the first meeting.
The more it became clear from our partners, as well as just speaking with people, members of the tribe, that there was immense confusion about the operational aspect of Buffalo and that connection to legislation.
The legislation Bruneman refers to is intended to turn the South Unit into the first tribal national park. Bruneman notes that the comment period for bison management in the South Unit has been extended from May 26th to June 6th to compensate for the cancellation of the public meetings. He encourages anyone with comments on the topic to submit them to the National Park Service and for anyone with questions to call him directly. South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.